Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Jews for Jesus files an appeal to dismiss a frivolous defamation case. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, it's just interesting the extreme to which people go. And in this case, a so-called Jewish teacher and rabbi is accusing Jews for Jesus of using his photograph, even though it's obviously a stock photo with the face blurred out, and has sued as a result of that.
What I want to say before we go any further is, obviously, there's been a lot of anti-Semitism that's happening.
Yeah.
And we are obviously opposed to anti-Semitism. We're also in favor of free speech, and we have represented Jews for Jesus. That organization has been around for many, many years, and we've represented them on a number of different matters over the years, and we have won. In this particular case, it seems like it's a trend where you have this individual who is Jewish suing Jews for Jesus. He is in Israel, and he says that a photo that Jews for Jesus used, which was a stock photo that is part of a website that has an internationally recognized copyright release so that you can use their photos. They used a photo of an IDF soldier, and they blurred out the face of that person. And they put that as part of an article indicating what they were doing post-October 7, 2023, that they were actually distributing Bibles to IDF soldiers who wanted them, who were serving in the Israeli Defense Forces after the October 7 event. So Jews for Jesus had a program where they were giving out free Bibles to IDF soldiers who wanted a free Bible, and they wrote a story about it, and they had a photo that was a stock photo of an IDF military individual, and they blurred out the face, and they didn't mention anybody's name. And so then, after they published the article about what they were doing, and the person's not identified, there's no way that you could determine who he was. An individual filed suit who says that he is Jewish, that he is in Israel, and that he is also some kind of part-time rabbi or teacher, and that that's him in the photo, and that Jews for Jesus intentionally defamed him by putting him in that photo along with the distribution of Bibles, which he does not support. And so, therefore, he has been allegedly defamed. Well, number one, he's presented no evidence that that is him in the photo. He's not identified in the photo. The face of that particular individual is blurred. The photo was taken from a stock photo website that had copyright releases.
Right. And this individual describes himself as a conservative follower of Judaism with starkly different views than Jews for Jesus, which is, of course, a messianic organization. They have become Christians. Jews have become Christians. So he says, I don't agree with that. And that he's saying they personally involved him in this Christian ministry, which is really a stretch. I mean, as you said, this photograph is a stock photo. The face is blurred out. But to come to such an extreme to try to say that they are trying to defame him.
Look, I understand that there is a serious issue between Orthodox Jews and Messianic followers of Jesus.
A real
those
animosity,
Jews that
yeah.
believe in Jesus as the Messiah. You have that here in the United States. You have that in Israel. We're familiar with that. That's fine. You can have disagreements and differences.
But not to come after them like
but
that.
But not to say that you are having to pay damages for this frivolous case. You can't use the courts. And in fact, we had a situation where the courts were being used by someone down in South Florida who was an attorney, also claimed to be a part-time rabbi, filed suit against Jews for Jesus over an article that they did some years ago. and represented an individual and said that this put them in a false light. Well, we ended up representing, and it wasn't the person themselves were not mentioned, but the person that they had ministered to in the hospital was mentioned, where they had shared the gospel with this individual. So a survivor of that person ultimately decided to file suit years later or sometime later, and then used the case to be a diatribe against Christianity and Jews for Jesus. And we got it dismissed multiple times. We won on appeal. We set the precedent in Florida that false light claims are not recognized by the state of Florida. That's the case of Jews for Jesus. And also, the attorney was found to be filing frivolous cases and had to pay over $100,000 because of the frivolous action. So this is a case here that's frivolous just the same. It sounds very similar, trying to use the courts to allege defamation. Now, you know, Jews for Jesus didn't know who this person was. Jews for Jesus didn't identify who's in that photo. You can't tell who's in that photo because it's blurred. There's no name associated with it. There's lots of people that wear the IDF uniform. And so now he comes forward in a lawsuit with no evidence whatsoever. Oh, that's me. That's me. And now because I have been associated with that distribution of Bibles, which I don't agree with, I have been defamed and I've been injured, and Jews for Jesus needs to pay financial damages. Well, that's just preposterous. And so we're going to defend the First Amendment. You can have different of opinion. You can disagree. That's fine that he doesn't agree with Jews for Jesus. We don't expect everybody to. But Jews for Jesus has a right under the First Amendment. Moreover, Jews for Jesus didn't do anything wrong. They didn't identify anybody. They didn't use a name. They intentionally went the extra step to not just use a stock photo, but to blur out the face of the person in the stock photo.
Yeah, they definitely took the extra step. But, you know, Jesus, the name that is above every name, also angers people. As you read through the New Testament, if you've ever watched The Chosen, you see that it really gets people angry because of who he is, the Son of God. And I think that is a case here, and nobody is asking him to join Jews for Jesus or to become messianic or anything like that, but he obviously has a deep anger.
He has a deep anger, and he's trying to use the courts to silence right. and punish Jews for Jesus because he doesn't like them. Well, that may be he doesn't like them. He's free to not like them. He's not free to use frivolous actions in a court to try to harass them. Mm-hmm. And consequently, you know, we are very supportive of the Jewish people. We're very supportive of Israel, but we're also very supportive of the First Amendment, and you can't use the courts to take away somebody's First Amendment rights. So on behalf of Jews for Jesus, we filed in California what's called an anti-SLAPP lawsuit or response. SLAPP is Strategic Lawsuit Against Public Participation. What that is when somebody files suit against you, and they really don't have any solid basis to do it, but they're just trying to harass you. Strategic lawsuit against public participation. They're trying to stop you from speaking, which is really what that is about. That statute is there to stop these kinds of frivolous actions. So we have responded to the lawsuit with a motion asking for it to be dismissed under the anti-SLAPP litigation statute. And the court did not grant it, and so we're up on appeal. And winning this case means that the other side, if they lose, they will have to pay mm-hmm. attorney's fees and cost.
Well, this individual who filed the lawsuit is asking for no less than $5 million.
Yeah, $5 million.
And there's no damages.
It's absolutely
ridiculous.
I mean,
really? You know?
Yeah, it's absolutely ridiculous. I would say be careful the kind of lawsuits that you file.
Yeah.
You've got to have a basis in law and a basis in fact. If you have no basis in law and fact, your lawsuit can be considered frivolous, and especially if you're trying to just shut somebody's speech down, if you're in a state that has an anti-SLAPP lawsuit or a litigation or statute, you need to make sure that you're not abusing the courts like this individual is abusing the courts. That's what it looks like. It would be different if they had identified him, if they had mentioned his name, which they don't even know who this guy is. They had no intention, no ill will. They were just talking about what they were doing as part of their mission activity. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776.